calls to the Guelph Police Service were up 7.6% in the first 6 months of the year. And while well-being checks, bylaw complaints and suspicious person calls continue to top the list, calls for break and enters are on a steep decline. A breakdown of calls and response times was provided ahead of a Guelph Police Services Board meeting Thursday, encompassing January and June of this year, compared to the same time frame in 2021. Over 37,000 calls were made to police in those 6 months, and about 38% of that came in the lowest priority category, or what they called administrative. That category alone saw a big jump compared to 2021, from 12,113 such calls to 14,087, thanks to increases in filed 911 calls and dropped 911 calls with no callback number. Taking a look at some notable call categories, mental health and attempted suicides rose slightly. Mental health calls topped 1,000, while attempted suicide calls went from 7 to 9 year over year. Meantime, break and enters at homes and businesses saw a significant drop. Calls to homes went down from 189 to 100. Calls to businesses dropped from 132 to 83. Domestic violence calls rose from 798 to 830. On driveways and roadways, calls for stolen vehicles and attempted stolen vehicles went up 17.6%. Collisions resulting in personal injury, as well as hit and runs, were up 39%. Impaired driver calls rose from 57 to 67. In terms of neighborhoods, Northwest Guelph is still responsible for the highest volume of calls. Median response times for their highest priority calls were about the same for the most part, but response times to calls involving things like sexual assault, break and enter, fraud and drugs rose an average of 40 seconds. Their highest priority category, calls for homicide, robbery, disturbances and collisions resulting in injury, dropped by 9 seconds.